It was 7 o'clock.
Yes. Thank goodness.
All right. Let's call this over to order and call the roll.
This is the Traffic and Safety Commission meeting held on Wednesday, May 21st, 2025. We'll take roll. Chairman Reese.
Yeah, here.
Commissioner Chase. Mr. Gillis.
Here.
Mr. Hoyt.
Here.
Mr. J. Rahman.
Here.
Mr. Carl.
Here.
Mr. Osby.
Here.
Okay.
Well, let the record reflect that when Arun walked in, it was still 7 o'clock. It had not switched to 7:01. All right. So I think, why don't we start by seeing if there's any comment on the minutes last time and see if we can get those adopted, and then we'll move to the agenda. Any comment on the minutes?
Nice and thorough, as always. Nice and thorough, as always.
And not detailed, as in the past.
There's enough detail in
there. Yeah, there's enough. But not.
All right, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
All right, second?
Sure, I'll second that.
All right, let's, I think we can say the minutes are approved.
Minutes are approved.
Okay.
All right.
So we don't have anyone here for public comment, and I believe that all the items on the agenda are denoted for discussion, where by my understanding is that the staff's done a great job in using the tools that we have to explain to some citizens, you know, the data collection that we've been doing. And I know the last item on the agenda, you know, involves a plan to do some work on Lake Street. Why don't we just take these in order? I know that the minutes reflect that at our last meeting, we actually voted to deny the request for a four-way stop at Iowa and Monroe on the ground that it wasn't supported by the traffic standards. But we did approve a motion that John brought to install a speed limit sign and striping, and I believe the speed limit sign has been added.
Yes, the speed limit sign has been added. We did some additional traffic counts during the school year because Shaw wanted us to do it in her school year. There's been no change. You know, it's still the same. So nothing's really changed. We will add a continental crosswalk striping on Iowa this fall. That'll kind of hopefully, because it is a safe route to school, so we'll be doing that. But everything else, there's really no warrant for a four-way stop there.
Great.
So with the new counts, I got a total of 39 points versus 37.5. So it's still below that.
Yes. Yes. So it went
technically
up.
The level one goes to 39 points. Level two is 40, so it's clearly that. But I just wanted to say that. By my count, it's 39
yes,
points.
Yes. Yes. That is correct.
Anything else on that item? All right. The next item is my understanding there was a resident that requested a four-way stop sign in Greenfield and Jackson. Jack Bialik, I think, visited with this resident, explained the data and the tools. My understanding, Bill, maybe you can elaborate. I think that this, if I have the facts straight, I think this resident wasn't assuaged or wasn't convinced.
Nope. Nope. So we explained to her that the point total was 34. And, you know, we explained to her our system, how we do traffic inquiries, and she was okay with it. She doesn't want to press it any further.
Okay. Anything more on that one? All right. Bill, do you mind giving us a summary of the review of the professional engineering services?
Sure. So, basically, there's some intersections along Lake that have been have had some issues with residents in the past. The main one was at William. We've had some pedestrian accidents there, and per the report, there has been quite a few accidents at the intersection, so we are recommending that we install a median for pedestrian safety. And then at Franklin and Lake, we're suggesting adding a flashing pedestrian beacon because it is by a school crossing. And then there's one further down on Edgewood that also has got a couple accidents, which is all in the report, obviously. So we went out to bid for engineering. We got some bids back. We went with a well-known engineering firm that does a lot of work in the village. And then again, this is just kind of information for you guys. If you have any questions about it or anything, We have not gone to the board yet on approval of that contract, and basically engineering will probably take close to a year because we have to go through IDOT and get a permit, which will take a substantial amount of time. So this is something that would probably be built next spring, but that's kind of a synopsis of that right now.
And any comments on this one?
Yeah, where was the median again? Was that
Monroe? Not a median, right? It's a curb extension.
So it's going to be curb extensions to funnel traffic to slow it down. The median would be a pedestrian median in the middle at William and Lake. So basically there's a striped median there now, which you're not allowed to cross. It's a double yellow line. We're just making it so that someone can actually safely cross, you know, and have a waiting point and not have to be in the middle of the street and be unprotected.
That's the left turn, right turn lane, kind of.
It's not technically a right turn, right, or left turn. It's just a striped median.
Yeah.
So people use it as that, although they're not supposed to.
That's where the bollards are up now, right?
The delineators, yes.
Yeah, two of them. The third one got run over.
But they get run over all the time. Yeah. So, yes, we did install some delineators just to kind of choke down traffic and slow it down. And it's working because we're getting a lot of complaints about it. So they're not happy that we're slowing down.
You know what? That's good because my observation, you go down Lake Street now and you're doing 25.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a lot slower.
It's slower, yes. Because you're not zooming around. Then especially there's a bus lane there. So when the bus stops, everyone's got to stop. There's been some concerns at Edgewood. Like I said, there's a couple intersections that we've had some concerns about. So we're just going to do curb bump outs at those areas. And then, like I said, a flashing beacon at Franklin, and then a median at William, because there has been a couple of pedestrian accidents.
I didn't see the median in here. I saw a curb extension.
Is there a picture of the median?
I'm looking at the letter from the...
So those are just existing ones. Those are the existing.
I mean, the letter, the quote from the engineers, they didn't quote on a median. They quoted on a curb extension.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're just calling it a curb extension, but for William and Lake, there will be a pedestrian median in there for a
while. Like what Chicago does, a slab of concrete in the middle.
Exactly.
Is it going to be elevated?
There'll be a curb around it so that, you know, they can...
It's sort of a safety median.
Right.
You know, that it has a curb.
So you're not going to be pulling into that area anymore.
You can't. Right?
So it's going to be elevated, except for the pedestrian.
It's going to mimic that striping that's there right now.
But it's going to be elevated.
Right,
cars are going in that spot anymore.
No.
This is right in front of Kirk, I said.
Yeah.
One more block.
Okay.
That's in Monroe. But this is so that when someone's turning left, people have to wait.
Well, it's so that when someone's walking across that street, they can actually make it across half at a time.
Right, but just to clarify, just so I understand, so if someone does want to turn left, going westbound onto William, we're blocking traffic.
We're doing that now with the delineators.
Right, I just wanted to clarify that.
Yep, absolutely. Okay.
But the quote, just to clarify, since we're looking at it doesn't say...
No, it's not, and that's not going to. This is just general engineering, so it's not going to be specific to everything.
So what does the quote cover then?
It covers all the engineering fees to do this, to submit to IDOT, to do the design.
The engineering fees, but not the construction.
Not the construction.
Okay.
Construction will be a separate contract. Once we get our permit and get approval from IDOT, then we can go to construction.
And if we... Is there any risk to getting the permit from IDOT?
Yeah, it's their road. They can say no.
And so if they say no, how much of the $48,000 will we have paid?
Probably at least half.
So that's our risk? That's our cost?
Yes.
$24,000?
Yes.
And we may not be able to do anything?
My guess is if we show them the accident data, they're gonna allow it. Because we have an intergovernmental agreement where we can plow and maintain it, so they don't really plow and maintain that, so we don't think it's good. If we thought there would be not a chance of this going through, we would tell them no. I mean, we wouldn't do it. It's gonna go through. It's going to take time.
And these guys would provide what IDOT needs to say yes.
Yes.
Right, that's what we're paying for, but there's a chance they're going to say no, so I just want to make sure that we understand what the cost to the villages if they say no, and you're guessing it's $24,000.
It would be the same process we did at Greenfield and Harlem and Lemoyne and Harlem. You know, we had those medians there. We had to get IDOT's approval. It went relatively, it took them 6 months to do it, but we did get it eventually.
And then the accident data, I mean, the words in here just said a few pedestrian accidents, but do you have the actual?
Yeah, so on the last page, he explains that...
One of the intersections they talked about.
Yeah, so that talked about, you know, was that William and...
talked about a bike and a car accident, but didn't say anything about a pedestrian accident.
I think it's the one by Jewel that's really bad.
I just think that that's a really important point. And it does say in the language a few, but I think if we can get actual numbers there, it makes the case even stronger.
Yeah, I mean, it said two bicyclists were 2 out of 13 incidents.
Were bicyclists. Yeah. So it wasn't pedestrians, it was bicyclists. I view that as different. I don't know if that's...
I think it's because they were crossing and they considered pedestrian, but I don't know how Chief Greenwood does that. But he said it was two bicycle accidents.
So my recommendation is just before we go up to the board, we are very clear about the number. I mean, just two, wasn't there a pedestrian one in Jackson as well? In terms of that, that's my impression, is that there were pedestrian accidents, and I think instead of saying the word a few, be specific about what they are.
Sure.
Whenever anyone hears pedestrian, very
different car.
Especially
if it's a child.
Right.
Yeah, and so I mean,
it was. That's what it was.
And that's, I believe, what it was.
Yeah.
My other question was, it referred to the, what we want to do at Franklin, what's that called again?
It's a flashing beacon, so basically a flashing pedestrian sign.
RRFB?
Mm-hmm.
What does that stand for?
FB is flashing beacon.
Flashing beacon.
Rectangular rapid flashing beacon.
Say it again?
Rectangular rapid flashing beacon.
Gold star for you today.
That's like the one on Keystone.
Well, it said Keystone, but it's really Forest, right?
Yeah, Keystone Park, but yeah, it's at Forest.
No, it's going at Franklin.
It's going at Franklin.
No, but it's like the one at Forest.
Yeah,
current Forest.
That thing certainly does its job.
And that took us 2 years to get through IDOT, remember?
And it stays
on
for like 5 minutes after you get it.
Yeah.
So
it's all the cars are stopping and they're seeing no pedestrians and they're like, why is it blinking?
In fact, driving here, there was a guy driving down Lake probably doing 45. That thing's flashing. I'm looking, but you can't tell because there are kids in the park now. I stopped at it and this guy just about locked up his brakes because he thought there was a kid that was going to be, because he was going way too fast to go through a park district.
So maybe this is irrelevant, but if it matters, it does say in the language, similar to the one in Keystone. And I was like, it should be Forest.
Yeah, you're right.
Forest Avenue. Yeah. I know, maybe you meant Keystone Park, but it just says Keystone Park, period. So it would be Forest Avenue. Okay.
Those are good comments. Any others?
So will they get the suggested edits, or is that for us to edit?
No, we'll take care of that.
Okay, good.
You need us to at least...
I just need a raise of hands saying that you have a consensus of us to go forward with this and go to the board for approval. That's all I need. We don't need to take a motion or anything like that. Just raise your hand and say...
Is there any objection to that? Okay, I think we're all in favor.
Okay, we're all good then.
Great. By the way, so something I learned, David mentioned bollards. Apparently, and you, Bill, used the word delineators, and I can't remember if...
Jack was yelling
diverters.
At me to call them delineators for the past year.
So apparently the difference bollards be the really the solid ones that you just cannot drive through. Like if you go to a courthouse or somewhere where they're solid, where these are the ones that we have, that are really just to sort of route traffic and alert people, they're delineators or diverters delineators.
And they are temporary because of plowing. So they're seasonal. So we take them down, October 31st and put them back.
So if they make it that long.
We replace them all the time. We put them back up. Trust me, Jack is very anal about that with the guys in Public Works.
I don't want to prolong our record short meeting here, but I did want to note that I can't remember if I had discussed this with Jack, but... then I discussed it with a neighbor. I think there was a neighbor that raised concerns about the intersection of Washington and Gale, where there have been a number of accidents. But that, as I think everybody knows, Washington is subject to a plan where we're planning to move forward with a proposal. And so I think the discussion was to, and yes, I think everybody knows.
That's already similar to Madison? Is that the plan?
I mean,
it'll look like Madison.
Not exactly, but they will have bump outs to do a road diet, and there'll be an additional bike.
I thought there was going to be a center median also. Like
no, we're not doing that.
But we're doing two raised intersections, right?
We're going to do a raised intersection, possibly, and then like I said, curb bump outs, no median. Median is not doing well on Madison. So
that's part of an ongoing study.
Study's done.
Or study's done, but that's...
We're trying to get grants to fund engineering from Cook County, which we had a meeting about. We gave them our case, why we need it and why it's working, and we explained to them that we did a traffic study. We put up the linears. Traffic did slow down. This is something that will work. It's part of... It'll be connected to the bike plan that goes from, you know, from Rosemont all the way down to Forest Park, or Maywood, I should say. So it's part of a major thing, and they during the interview, they were very happy about it. We will probably know that in July when they award the
Okay. But the point that I think Doug was bringing up in Gale and Washington, because it is a racetrack from Keystone to Thatcher
yes.
and Thatcher to Keystone, because we don't have delineators there.
We do now.
We do.
Yes, those got installed in April.
In April.
Yes.
Okay. Have you noticed a change with those there?
I think that there's some risk there at that intersection. Interestingly, one neighbor who I think was advocating for a stop sign, I talked to another neighbor on the same corner who was absolutely opposed to a stop sign. But I think that the bottom line is that I think it makes sense to table any discussion for a stop sign there, given that we've got a study underway to perhaps do some other traffic calming that intersection. And as everybody knows, we do have a four-way at Thatcher and a four-way at Keystone. So it seems like there may be calming. And people blow those off.
Yes.
Right. So there are probably going to be some needs for some other physical calming devices. Anyway.
What's the best case scenario timing-wise for Washington?
Engineering would be done next year, and then depending on funding, grant funding, you know, another year or two for construction.
So 2 years, best case scenario?
So we've had two vocal residents at that corner that are asking for stop signs. One I've been talking to for over a year, and then this woman just, I told her she needs to do a petition because we're not going to allow it.
At Gale?
Yeah. So... I haven't gotten a petition yet. That might put her off for a little bit, but you know, Jack talked to her, and she was adamant about it. So we'll see if she gives us a petition. Even if she does, it doesn't mean we have to put up a stop sign there. I mean, I agree. We have many projects in that area going forward in the next couple of years, and we should wait.
Is there accident data?
I don't have that in front of me right now. I mean, there was just one recently where she saw it. Her main thing was she's at that intersection, works from home, and sees quite a few near misses.
Yep.
Well, we don't report near misses. No one does.
Right.
You're also on the corner of a reasonably busy street. It's
also
a cut
challenging on the north.
No, I don't know which house she is.
Yeah.
Well, that would be an interesting study right there if we were to put a stop sign in, because it'd be stop sign, stop sign, stop sign. In my opinion,
all three would be skipped.
They
skip all three.
I think the accident data would actually go up if we were to, you know, sit here in 2 weeks with a petition and then potentially do something. It would probably make it worse. So yes, I agree with Doug.
It just seems like there needs to be other calming
because
devices.
I watch the dog in that street, and I go and loop around and come on Keystone. Even the Keystone where there is a stop sign, nobody stops.
No one stops. No,
there's a couple of misses where I'm waving. Otherwise, they're going to run over my dog for sure.
The delineators are helping because it's just only one.
So
car.
They don't overtake, but they still come like as rolling.
Yeah,
they don't even stop.
Rolling.
They just roll and then they just. You can see the axle, the wheel spinning on.
No, I think speeding is just an epidemic around
here.
I'm a half a block from a solid wall that is the railroad tracks. And as fast as they go past my house, I'm thinking, how are they going to stop in time to not crash into that?
And a few years ago, someone didn't stop.
It happens.
Yes.
It happens.
No, I mean, I was talking to Bruce on... 300 block of Franklin. He's like, it's great you're paving this area, but now everyone flies down Hawthorne, and they fly down Park, and they fly down Franklin now.
Yeah.
That is the problem.
Did y'all hear about the garage in my alley?
Yeah.
Right next door to me, the garage went up in flames today.
Did Today.
I saw it today.
Yeah. Today.
Well, I walked out my front porch and said, hey, what are you guys doing here? Like, the garage is on fire. I said, what? I ran through my house and the garage, you know, 10 feet from my garage is starting to just flame up. I said, do I need to move my cars out of my garage? And the fire department was already there. They said, he's like, I'll have that out in a minute. He said, okay, good.
And that's the second fire in that park block in the last year and a half.
There was a car in there. I don't know. The guy was there for 3 hours afterwards. I'm sure they know what happened. I just haven't heard the details yet. I can take my dogs to the vet, so I missed them.
Oh, great. Anything else that any commissioners want to raise? Well, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I would make that motion. Hold on.
Wait. Can I second?